Broadcasting live from the Lower Roswell Road in South Marietta Zaxby's Studios in Cobb County, it's time for Cobb Business Radio, spotlighting and highlighting business leaders in our area.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Cobb County Business Radio X, where I, your host, Lanice Williams, highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. This is our actual first show for 2016. We've had a little bit of time off, but now we're back. And I am incredibly excited to introduce you all to our first guest for 2016, Mr. Kevin Grainer. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Lanice.
How are you?
I'm doing great this morning.
Good. So Mr. Grainer is the president and the CEO of Gas South, right?
That's right.
Awesome. So if you don't mind, if you can tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself, and I'm sure they know about Gas South, but give them a little bit of information about Gas South.
Sure. So we have just celebrated our 10-year anniversary as a company. Yeah, it's been really exciting. We serve customers with natural gas service in both Georgia and Florida. Mm-hmm. And our role and how we operate is we serve customers in competitive markets. And what we mean by that is markets where customers have a choice of their energy provider. Mm-hmm. We serve customers through other utility systems. So in the case of Georgia, where I'm speaking to the listeners today, mm-hmm. that's the Atlanta Gas Light System. And our responsibility in the market is to buy the gas, mm-hmm. make sure that it gets to the market so that it's transported through interstate pipelines and mm-hmm. gets to Georgia. Mm-hmm. And then to do all the sales, marketing, all the billing, the collection of the money.
Wow.
And
that's a lot of people to collect from.
It is. And ultimately to, you know, provide the customer care mm-hmm. so that when you, you know, have any kind of, you know, issue, you're giving us a call and we're working hard to mm-hmm. Enhance satisfaction and resolve any issue that a customer may have. So it's an exciting business. It's a very competitive business. Mm-hmm. It's important to work hard to differentiate yourself because, mm-hmm. of course, you know, we do serve customers with a commodity. It's our natural gas isn't any different from anybody else's natural gas. The mm-hmm. difference is in how the customer experience service from mm-hmm. us in terms of offering competitive rates, offering great employee provided customer service, and being very engaged in the communities in which we are serving customers. That's really important for us as well.
Mm-hmm. So just, I know that you have your master's in business and you have 15 years of experience in this industry, but if you can just tell our listeners a little bit how you actually got involved in the gas industry.
Sure. So after I got my graduate degree, I went to work for a little company called Enron. Remember them?
I do.
It's a company where it did not end well. And so I worked for them actually for about 3.5 years. And it was a really great experience. You're working also in competitive markets in energy, both in the United States and in Europe. And after returning back to the United States, shortly thereafter, the company experienced its bankruptcy and mm-hmm. basically went away. Mm-hmm. So I had to find something else to do. And I was fortunate enough to get an offer to come to Atlanta at the time to work for Southern Company and worked for a division that they had called Southern Company Gas. And Southern Company decided 10 years ago to exit that business and to no longer be in the competitive gas business. And that's what led to Gas South being formed. We were actually purchased by Cobb EMC, which mm-hmm. is leading electric utility mm-hmm. in Cobb County and other counties in this Northwest metro area. So we're a subsidiary of Cobb EMC, continue to be a subsidiary to this day. And was able to come over and lead this new company mm-hmm. with an intrepid group of other employees who decided to make the leap as uh-huh. well. So, and the business is very different today. You mm-hmm. know, we started with about 40, 50 employees. We had about 160,000 customers. We outsourced a lot of what we did, mm-hmm. including customer service. Today, 10 years later, we're serving about 300,000 customers. We have about 200 employees, so we've about quadrupled in our employee count.
Growth.
It is. Mm-hmm. And we're doing our own customer service and our own customer care so that when a customer calls us, they're speaking to an employee. And our employees, therefore, serve as the voice and the ears of the company. Mm-hmm. And we think that's really important, both in terms of how the customer experiences us as mm-hmm. a company, as well as what we learn and that ability to really have a solid feedback loop where our customer service reps can really tell us, hey, here's what's going mm-hmm. on. Here's what customers are saying. We need to improve this policy. Here seems to be a marketing opportunity. that sort of feedback you only get if you're actually performing the customer service yourself. Right. And so as a company, we think that was one of the biggest moves that we made, and that was several years ago, mm-hmm. to insource customer care and make sure that our employees really served as the voice and the ears of the company.
Which definitely helps. I mean, especially like you mentioned earlier, the community can pick anyone for their as their provider, but you having that in-house experience, people knowing what's going on, you being able to troubleshoot and fix things quickly, that makes you different.
That's right.
From others.
And our employees really take that responsibility seriously and in a way that I don't think a contractor can.
Right.
I think that our employees are very vested in the success of our company. Mm-hmm. We work very hard to make everybody at our company, everybody who works at our company, feel very welcome, very engaged, and very vested in the success of the company. Mm-hmm. And that makes a big difference. And so they want to make sure that we do the right thing for the customer, that we ensure that we're always getting better, that we're challenging the status quo, and that we're really pushing the envelope to figure out, hey, how can we serve our customers more effectively? How can we deepen those relationships with our customers? So it's been a big differentiator for us. And one of our goals is to offer the best possible customer experience, both in our industry, but also among consumer brands overall in the market.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I love it. To get back to customer service. So I'm sure there have been, like you mentioned, many changes. There's been lots of growth over the past 10 years. But what are some of the most significant milestones that have happened over the past 10 years?
So I think for our company, one of the things that we're very proud of is that we were the first company to offer a rate plan for credit-challenged customers in our market. So traditionally, credit-challenged customers, and these are folks with lower credit scores, for example, were really shut out from the competitive market. They didn't have a lot of options. In 2008, we introduced a program called Pay As You Go, which is the program that enabled us to serve more credit-challenged customers economically. And it's been a really, really good program. It offers very competitive rates, never charging customers a deposit or a prepayment as a condition for establishing service. Mm-hmm. And it opened up a whole range of new opportunities for those customers that were really shut out from the competitive market.
Yeah, and they need your service.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we really believe that everybody ought to have choice and ought to have choice on, you know, an economical basis for them. So it was really important for us to roll out a program like that. And it's been highly successful. We were the pioneers in offering such a type of rate plan, and it really has worked well for us. I'd say another big milestone for us is just about a year and a half ago, we entered our second market. We're now serving customers in the state of Florida. Mm-hmm. That market is a B2B market, i.e. we're serving business and commercial customers, not residential customers there. But it's a very big market, as you might expect. You know, Florida's just an amazing state. You know, it has five big metropolitan areas. Mm-hmm. We can serve customers in all of those jurisdictions. Very exciting for us. So it's our second market. It's one that's growing quickly for us. And we're hopeful that we'll be able to, you know, get into other markets where customers, again, have that choice of a gas provider. Those are the markets that we're going to participate in.
That's pretty huge in just 10 years. Have captured a totally different market. So what are some of the things that you have learned along the way?
Well, I think one of the things is that an engaged group of employees is so important for a business. So I'm a big believer in open book management. Mm-hmm. We meet regularly with employees, have regular communications that are very honest about, you know, how we're doing as a company, what we're doing well, the things that we might be struggling with, what our big opportunities are, what our challenges are in the marketplace. And I think an engaged group of employees is the only way to really run a business successfully over the long term. Because, you know, it's a competitive world out there. We compete for customers, you know, but we also compete for team members, for employees, and growing them. And we have worked very hard to identify talent, provide the right training and development to give them the skills that they need to develop their career at GasSouth, and to really pursue their dreams at the company. Mm-hmm. And that is something that I think we've made a great deal of progress on over the years. And I think our employees really, you know, see that and see that this is a great place to grow their career, grow a business, to grow the business with us.
Mm-hmm. So it all starts from the top. You know, so many people have these different ideas of leadership. And, you know, many feel like leaders are just kind of like the dictator, you know, mm-hmm. the person that tells everyone what to do. But if that leader is open and has that communication with everyone, then it feels more like you mentioned, like a team, not being under this strict direction of a leader.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And Lise, you know, it's interesting. One of the things that our employees say to me all the time is, I can't believe you know my name. Aww. You know, you learn everybody's name. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that they say that, because then I spin it around and say, well, I can't believe that, you know, leaders that you've worked for in the past didn't know your name. You know, it's not mm-hmm. like we're that big a company. We're 200 people. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, leaders wouldn't take the time to get to know people, mm-hmm. get to know their family situation, get to know, you know, their aspirations and where they want to go in the company. These are things that for me are sort of table stakes.
Right.
And, but it's interesting that that's not the experience that a lot of people have in working for companies. So that's the type of environment we're trying to create. Mm-hmm. We're not perfect, you know, and certainly my leadership team and I, we've got our blind spots too, and mm-hmm. we don't do everything, you know, perfectly right every time. But we work really hard to be, you know, to be honest, to work hard, play hard at the company. Mm-hmm. We just had our 10-year anniversary, I mentioned. We had a great party. It was very high energy. Nobody mm-hmm. could accuse GasSouth employees of being low energy. You know, you hear that term these days in the political realm, but it was a high energy party. It was a lot of fun. And it was really a time to reflect and be proud of everything that we've accomplished mm-hmm. as a team.
So I know you did something else besides party. What else did you guys do to celebrate?
Well, we actually had our company party at the Atlanta History Center. We mm-hmm. had a great pianist. We actually have a GasSouth band called the Decatherms.
You have your own band.
We do. And I play in the band.
You do play hard. Yeah, you said work hard, play hard. Yeah, oh, you play in the band also.
I do.
Awesome.
I play the keyboards in the band. We've got some great singers, great guitarists. You know, we're all amateurs. This isn't something that we're going to, mm-hmm. you know, do to, you know, build our own musical career or anything, but we enjoy it. We really have a good time with it. And our employees like seeing us all get up there. Mm-hmm. A lot of our management team, our CFO is the drummer, mm-hmm. our director of operations plays the ukulele and plays mm-hmm. keyboards as well, sings. So it's a lot of fun, you mm-hmm. know, having us get up there and perform. And it was just a nice time for us all to come together, really reflect on the last 10 years, mm-hmm. but also celebrate what the future really holds for the mm-hmm. company. Cause we're very optimistic on, you know, our business as we move forward.
I love it. That's fun. I want to come. And next time you have a party in 10 more years, yeah, let me know. I'll be there. So how would you describe your company's commitment to the community?
So it's very deep. We've always seen ourselves as a community energy provider. Mm-hmm. And what we mean by that is that we're a local company with local employees who live in the communities that we're actually serving with natural gas. So we're very attuned to what's happening in the community, and we want to see our communities prosper. We want to see our communities thrive. At the end of the day, it's important for our business, but it's just also important as a corporate citizen who we are as a company. So mm-hmm. we are very engaged with a number of major not-for-profits that work in areas such as human services, the arts, and education. Mm-hmm. On the human services side, one of our big relationships is the United Way. We run a great corporate United Way campaign each year where our employees donate generously and the company matches those donations. But our contributions go beyond the donations. We're very engaged in volunteer efforts mm-hmm. with the United Way and other organizations. We participate in a lot of the programming that they have. And in fact, our employees even benefit from some of the services mm-hmm. that the United Way provides. For example, getting their income taxes done for free through their volunteer income tax assistance program. So it's nice, you know, we're both contributing mm-hmm. Time and treasure to the United Way, but we're also actually, you know, enabling our employees to get some of the help that they need to mm-hmm. keep more of the money in their pockets. So mm-hmm. that's kind of really a nice partnership for us and how we have organized that. We also have great partnerships with the Salvation Army, mm-hmm. And our customers can actually donate to the Salvation Army's Project Share on their bills with us, and we match those donations dollar for dollar. So that's a nice program also. And we are very engaged in local schools mm-hmm. as well. We have a number of partnerships with Cobb County schools mm-hmm. as well as other schools in our region. I chair the Georgia Partnership for Excellence in Education as well, which is the state's leading not-for-profit organization on education policy, research, and advocacy. So, and lots of our employees are involved in boards in the nonprofit arena, both in Cobb County and elsewhere. And we just think that that's a really important thing for us to do. MLK, we're going to have some exciting volunteer initiatives as well for the company, going to some senior homes and helping out with some things, including playing some music, actually, for some of the residents.
Are you going to play some music?
I think I might. Yeah, I'm planning on it.
You're going to pull out
the keyboard? Yeah, absolutely. So there's a lot of fun things that we try to do. And we try to do a lot as a team because it really builds that camaraderie as an organization.
Yeah, I love your whole philosophy on just your leadership model. It's refreshing.
Thank you.
So I know you mentioned that you started off with, I'm going to say a few, but it wasn't really a few, but a few employees. And now you've grown. How many of those original employees are still with you 10 years later?
So we have about 2/3 are either still with us of that original 40 group or so. About 2/3 are either with us or retired over the last 10 years. So I think that speaks volumes of that initial group and that, you know, that intrepid group that I mentioned, kind of saying, hey, we're willing to make the leap to go from this, you know, safe, you know, Southern company job to something that's really new. Quite a bit different and, you know, will be, you know, really a, you know, a startup of sorts. And it's nice now because we have a nice combination of those veteran employees like myself and then so many other folks that have come into the company over the last couple of years even and have really added a lot to the culture of the company, the fabric of our organization. So I think we have a nice mix. It's a very young team that we have. I think our median age is in the low 30s. So lots of those millennials and others that are really looking to, you know, make their mark at Gas South and, you know, start their career with us and as well as, of course, mid-career people who come in. So it's a very diverse organization in terms of skill sets, backgrounds, and I couldn't be more pleased with where we are as a team today. And but it is different. You know, you go from 40 employees to 200.
That's huge.
Over the course of 10 years. And it's a totally different scale with different systems needed, different structures to make sure that, you know, we're well organized. And, you know, you experience some growing pains going from that small a company to a much bigger company that quickly. But I think we're managing through it well. We've got a good plan to continue to get to where we want to go organizationally. We really want to be a number one place to work in the Atlanta metro area. So we're very focused on creating that those motivations and those programs and really, you know, enabling folks to see that there's tons of opportunity at Gas South for those that want to go after it. And that's really our goal, is to create that type of culture.
What type of programs do you have in place for your employees now?
So we've done quite a bit of leadership training. We have a lot of younger managers who are sometimes managing folks for the first time. We want to make sure that they have the skills and tools needed to be successful as they kind of embark on that part of their career. So we've done a lot on that. We have a bunch of online training as well that we do that can be accessible by employees at various levels and various functions throughout the organization to give them additional skills. We definitely see training and learning as an ongoing process. So for example, for our customer care associates, they receive a lot of training, about 6 weeks right up front when they first join the company, to learn our systems, learn our philosophy.
Wow. So before they even really
Talk to anybody on the phone. Yeah, it's a long process to really get them comfortable with, you know, how we do business. We call it the Gas South way. It's kind of the way that we do business at Gas South. Make sure that they are well-versed in that from a philosophical as well as a practical standpoint. And then give them the ongoing training that they need to continue to improve in handling different types of customer care calls or different types of calls when a customer is interested in obtaining service from us for the first time. So there's sales skills mixed into that. There's skills around empathy. And then there's, of course, technical skills too around making sure that they understand the policies and can, you know, that, that we have as a company and be able to ensure that those are communicated effectively to customers. So all those things are really important too. And we do see, we have a preference to promote from within. So the other thing we're always looking to do is to enhance the skill sets of our employees so that, let's say, if somebody starts on the phones as a customer care associate, that they're developing the skills that they want to have and that they need to be able to move into different areas of the company over time.
Mm-hmm. And I was listening to, is it Sarah Blakely from Spanx?
From Spanx, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she had this statement where she said she likes to hire young, inexperienced talent. Instead of having someone with years and years of experience, she prefers someone to just come in fresh and she can train them because she feels like they're eager. And when they're eager, then it's easier. I don't want to say mold, but it's easier to steer them in the direction you want them to go with your company. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think it's important to have a mix at any company. And we actually talk about this and we're very intentional about it so that when we're hiring new employees, and let's say it's a new class of customer care associates, mm-hmm. we want to have a mix mm-hmm. of folks who are customer service veterans who have done this. It's not their mm-hmm. their first experience doing it. They mm-hmm. know what customer service is all about, and they're really professionals that are dedicated and love serving customers. Mm-hmm. That's an important group that you need to have. But you can't have everybody look like that. True. And you also want to have a group within that class that are folks who say, you know, I'm interested in starting mm-hmm. in customer service, but I want to do other things potentially in my career at the company over time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think I have the capabilities to do that in time. And so, mm-hmm. you know, customer care for us is sort of the equivalent of our shop floor. You know, if you think of the shop floor as, you know, Home Depot, uh-huh. you know, quite, you know, a lot of times hires people, they start on the shop uh-huh. floor, they learn things about the business and they move on. For our shop floor is our customer care operation. Mm-hmm. So, we want to have a mix of folks who are, you know, happy doing that sort of work and are really, you know, have built a career around it, as well as some folks who have some potential to do some other things at the company. And you really have to have a mix, because otherwise it probably doesn't work over time. If mm-hmm. you have everybody in there who says, I want to move into different areas of the company, well, before long, you won't have any customer right. care representatives.
No,
right? Because they all want to go somewhere right. else, or they're mm-hmm. leaving you, right? And they're going on to something else. On the other hand, you want to have a talent pipeline mm-hmm. where if, you know, nobody has the desire or to move into other areas, you're going to struggle as a company in getting, mm-hmm. you know, folks to who are experienced in the company now to mm-hmm. move into different areas, mm-hmm. if different functional areas, whether they be back office operations or accounting or mm-hmm. sales or, you know, whatever it might be. So I think it's important to have a real mix. Okay. of people who have some experience for the area that you're really hiring for, as mm-hmm. well as people who can be molded and have an interest in moving in a lot of different directions mm-hmm. over time and ultimately hopefully becoming the, you know, the future leaders of the company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause you have to think about it, especially on your shop floor, when people call in, that's pretty much their first impression of Gas South. So
it really
you have
is
to make sure they're top notch.
Yep. And I tell our customer care associates all the time that I am not the voice in the ears of the company to the extent that they are. Sure, I'm out in the community and I'm talking to people and I'm part of that brand experience. We all are. Every one of our employees, mm-hmm. okay, is has a role in communicating what Gas South stands for, who we are as a company, what makes us different, mm-hmm. how we do business. Absolutely. And that's both, you know, in how we act and how we speak. Mm-hmm. But the number of people that our customer care associates are speaking to day in and day out, you know, maybe 100 a day.
Right.
That's well beyond the number of contacts that any of us are mm-hmm. going to have who are on the executive level, for example. So mm-hmm. their role is really important in setting the stage for what does our reputation really Definitely. Look like, what do customers really say about us mm-hmm. as a company. And so that role couldn't be more important for us in terms of what we're trying to create and building customer relationships.
Right. And then that helps when they're on the executive level because they understand all of the issues, the complaints, the happy things that people were saying.
Absolutely.
Everything.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So tell me about some of the changes that have happened in the market share since 2006.
So we've roughly doubled our customer base since we started in 2006, mm-hmm. which is great. You know, our overall market grows fairly slowly. It kind of grows with population growth. So the ability to, in essence, double our customer base or close to double our customer base is a terrific accomplishment for our team. So we've gone from about 160,000 customers in 2006, and we're up to close to 300,000 today. Wow. We have become a much more consistently profitable company as well, which is important. You know, our shareholder, KBMC, expects us to do well, expects to receive a dividend every year for their ownership interest in us. So we continue to perform well on that front as well, and have done much, much better and very consistently improved our earnings profile over time. And then, of course, you know, getting into some of these, you know, new markets like Florida, for example, has transformed our business as well. So it's a very different looking company. As part of our 10-year anniversary, we renovated our offices. We actually are right over in the Cumberland area, not far from your offices right here. Actually moved our customer care operation from a much more of a kind of purpose-built call center building to our corporate headquarters so that we were all under one roof. And that's really helped too with this one Gas South mindset that we talk a lot about at Gas South, ensuring that everybody feels connected to the company, that we're all part of the same team, that we're not, you know, two different operations. That's really helped us to make some progress towards that. So now we're all under one roof. We have our consumer business, which includes marketing operations and customer care on one floor. And then the rest of the company is on a different floor, but you know, we're only separated by a floor now as opposed to miles and miles. So we just hop an elevator or take the stairs. That's even better. It's good for wellness. You know, we have a lot of wellness initiatives too. So we encourage people to take the stairs, get to know one another. And that has really been transformational for the company because, you know, it was hard for a while to really feel like you're all part of the same team when you're in different locations and you have different functions, you know, operating in different locations. Having everybody together has really made a big difference for the culture.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It's been great. It's been a lot of hard work by, you know, the entire team to make it all happen.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
It does. That's right.
So what's in store? I know you said new markets, but what else can we expect from Gas South?
So we're very focused right now on enhancing the customer experience with us, ensuring that when a customer does want to or needs to contact us, that they're able to do it in whatever form that they wish to do so, whether they want to call us to handle it via an automated phone system, do it via website, do it via their mobile device. We want to have the ability for them to be able to take care of communications with us in whatever form that they see fit. And, you know, you see a lot of businesses really, you know, adjusting to this reality where customers expect to do business with you on their terms.
Right.
It can't be, okay, well, we offer the ability to handle this particular issue by phone, but then, you know, to be able to, you know, you're going to need to visit our website to do this or vice versa. Today, customers kind of say, well, you know what? I want to do it the way I want to do it. I don't want you to, you know, dictate how we're going to interact with one another. It's very interesting how that's changed over time. So to offer a number one customer experience, we're going to need to continue to evolve our customer service technology and our customer service approach. So we're very focused on that. We're also focused on continuing to deepen the relationships with our customers. So it goes beyond just pure provision of natural gas service. So an example of that is this year, we rolled out a new program called Pick Your Perk. And once a year, our customers have the ability to choose an attraction where we will provide them with free tickets and a voucher to enjoy that attraction on us. Today, we offer that for the Atlanta Braves. So you can go see a baseball game, you can go see a Hawks game. You can go to Stone Mountain.
Erin got excited. Yeah. Assistant. She's a big Braves fan.
Become a Gas South customer and you'll be all set, Erin. We offer a ticket package to Stone Mountain Park, a family four pack there. And we're offering two tickets to the Atlanta Opera's Pirates of Penzance, which is happening right over at the Cobb Energy Center in a couple of months. So it's a way for us to really deepen the relationship with our customer to surprise and delight them. You know, most people don't expect their gas company to, you know, treat them to a night out, them and their family or them and their significant other to a night on the town. But that's something that we're trying to do. We're continuing to look at other things that we can do to really deepen that relationship with our customers so that they feel like we're a different type of natural gas company and really a different type of services provider.
Which is important because like you said, they can pick someone else.
They absolutely can. Absolutely can.
I love it.
And we're really trying to enhance our communications with our customers as well so that they know what type of rate plan they're on. They know what the various options are that are available to them. that they're aware of programs like our Pick Your Perk program mm-hmm. and other products and services that we can offer them. So that's hard, you know, cutting through all the clutter that mm-hmm. people get. You know, people say, well, I don't want to get emails, you know, from you, and I don't want to get this, I don't want to get that. And we respect all of that. And that's always a challenge when these days is, you know, for a company to be able to engage their customers, even as that customer says, look, I'm being bombarded with marketing messages all over the place. And mm-hmm. I want to simplify my life. And it's making sure that the communications that you are sending are truly valuable to the customer right. and things that they really need to know, and not feeling like, you know, you're kind of intruding right. on.
You don't want them to block
them.
You.
That's right.
Spam.
Exactly. Exactly. So we're very mindful of that.
Uh-huh. Good. Good. Cause yeah, I have to confess, I have one email address that I give everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it's not my children's school or a family member, then you get this email address. Because like you said, a lot of times companies, they send you all this stuff and yep. you just want what's important. So I kind of have that one email box for all that other stuff.
Yeah. And I think all companies are trying to figure out what is the right level of communications. Mm-hmm. How do I not overdo it? Because you're absolutely right. All it takes is a click of the mouse to say, you know what, I'm blocking these mm-hmm. communications going forward. And now the baby's getting thrown out with the bathwater, right? Like
right.
nothing's
you
getting
miss
through.
All the good stuff.
And, mm-hmm. you know, some messages our customers absolutely do need to receive, you know, mm-hmm. things like if, you know, they're past due on their bill mm-hmm. and they're subject to disconnection. You
they
know,
need
that's
that notice.
That's an important
yes.
notice to get through somehow, right? Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that, you know, we're not stopping those messages from getting through and, you know, creating too many, mm-hmm. you know, touch points such mm-hmm. that they feel like, you know what, I'm hearing from you too often. So mm-hmm. it's a delicate balance yeah. that we're working on. I think, you know, we're not unique to that. I think any business mm-hmm. trying to figure that out.
Especially with so many people that you're reaching.
That's
some
right.
Some people might like this. Some people, like you mentioned earlier, some people like this, some people like that. So it's kind of finding that happy medium.
Yep, absolutely.
Good. I'm better you than me to have to figure that out.
I don't have it figured out either. It's, you know, but our team works hard to uh-huh. to make sure our communications are as pertinent and as well-measured as possible.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing all of this information with our listeners. I appreciate you coming in and sharing your information, sharing your journey, all the things that you've learned, stuff that we need to hear.
Well, thank you. And, you know, we owe our success to our customers, and we're mm-hmm. always very mindful of that. You know, we thank them mm-hmm. as much as we can and as often as we can for their business, because without them, we're not in business.
So
and the same really goes for our community here in Cobb County and, mm-hmm. and elsewhere, really throughout all of Georgia. You know, at the end of the day, we have great community partners, and our success really comes off of, you know, those great relationships, mm-hmm. those win-win relationships that we have mm-hmm. with all of these stakeholders. So, and I think that's something that any business needs to always be mindful of. So I appreciate being on the show today.
Oh, definitely. So you're going to have to come back. We're not going to wait another 10 years. You're going to have to
come
back.
No, hopefully not.
Whenever
yeah.
you have something great that you want to share with our listeners, please feel free to come back on.
Absolutely. Would love to. Look forward to it.
Great. It was great meeting you also.
Well, thank you very much. Likewise.
Thank you. So this is Lanice Williams. I am signing off for another edition of Cobb County Business Radio X. And until next week, have a great day.